What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 15 of the Kinda Funny Games cast. You might be asking yourself, is this going to be the last episode 15? Yes. Yes, it is. The first and last ever episode 15 of the Kinda Funny Games cast. I am Tim Geddes. This is Alfredo Plays. You can find him on twitch.tv/AlfredoPlays.
Ayo.
This is Andrew Renee coming back again.
What's up, guys?
Shit's going down.
You're officially a member of the Kinda Funny team. Yes. You use these fucking things to punch yourself in the face with them. I do it all the time.
You probably know her from the internet. If
Please,
you don't know her
somebody
from the internet,
make a gif of that and send it to
me. Oh, don't worry. It will happen. It will definitely happen. And rounding us out, very round, we got one half of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller. And Portillo. I had to do it.
Dead. And no, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. I look like he just looks like a disembodied head on my arm right there in the monitor.
I can't see that.
I know. Well, don't worry about it. You focus
it
on
good, though.
Not He's hitting yourself with the microphone.
It's this thing.
I know. The pop filter goes everywhere. It gets everywhere.
I blame
everywhere.
Kevin for
like
that.
The sand. Like the sand from the Tunguski Raiders.
Man.
Remember
the
them?
The Tunguski Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh, those Tunguski
How can you forget
Raiders.
Them? And the Metachlorians and the Honey.
Metachlorians. It's like how everything's slightly off. They're Tusken Raiders, Greg. Don't ever get that wrong again.
Okay, sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
All right, so, you know, a lot of things have happened recently. A lot of video games have come out. A lot of games have been played. Greg's been gone for a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like. I mean, you've been back a little bit.
Did we do a Gamescast with me yet, or is this my first Gamescast?
This is the first Gamescast we've done with you in a while.
No, because we did the Chips Ahoy argument in the last one.
Was that Gamescast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
People like that a lot. People like that. They don't like how serious you are and how NPR you are.
Things fucking happen.
Whoa.
You know?
That was a good conversation.
Now we're not serious.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred.
That was a good combo.
Do you remember the Chips Ahoy commercials? Where,
Chips Ahoy. It's fucking cookies dancing.
What are your favorite cookies?
My favorite cookies? Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Soft Batch?
But I mean like brand cookies.
Yeah.
Soft Batch?
Yeah, they're Keebler, aren't they?
Mm. Oh, okay.
The ones in the red package?
So Keebler.
No, that's Chips Ahoy.
Yeah, Keebler also has them, though.
No.
And they're the red ones with the fire ants and the hot action?
No, I have to look this up. I'm pretty sure they're Keebler, but I'll
shout out to Mint Milanos.
Mint Milanos.
R.I.P. Mint Brussels.
What are those called?
I do love Girl some Thin Mints.
No, the Fields.
Yeah.
Fields?
The ones that come in the Sausalitos and the...
What?
Oh, Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm
yeah. Remembers.
Did those have commercials?
They don't make Mint Brussels.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. Soft Bass Keebler. And now, did you just ask, did Pepperidge Farm have commercials?
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm had the best commercials.
Don't remember them. They're not that memorable.
They're fucking... There's a Family Guy joke and a Reddit meme about it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll Google you one here. I'll get you one.
Best commercials.
Because they were all...
Like a rock. Oh, like a rock.
Wrong as I could be. Like a rock.
Well, guys, this is the Kinda Funny Games cast. It doesn't make sense, and it never will.
Talking about cookies.
But if you guys didn't know, this is a show that's on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Remember making toast in a gizmo like this? Maybe you remember Grandma toasting homemade raisin bread loaded with plump raisins. Swirled with cinnamon. That's sweet.
This isn't even about cookies.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
You see, they used to make bread.
What?
That's what people knew them for.
Oh, shit.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like
that? Oh, my God, look at that hat.
Yeah, it's like fucking...
He looks like Colonel Sanders.
He's Orville Redenbacher meets Colonel Sanders.
But do you remember these commercials?
Yeah, kind of, because I didn't remember that part, but I remember that the Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But you do remember the Chips Ahoy commercial.
They had one commercial they ran for like 12
Forever.
Years.
Forever.
Yeah.
Why did that play for so long?
Because
it
worked.
Was good. It damn worked.
When I heard big band music, I thought of cookies.
It worked.
Okay, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames every Monday through Thursday, broken out topic by topic. Every Friday, you get the full episode there or over on iTunes and all the other places. If you want it early, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. That's cool. But the coolest part that you might not know is if you pay even a dollar. Even a dollar. Actually, I think it's even less. Can you do less than a dollar on Patreon?
We do. You can, but we don't reward that.
Oh, okay.
Do you give us 99 cents? Thank you.
At least a dollar gets you the exclusive episode every month.
Get
and those have been really
that.
Good.
Yeah, they're worth
$99. Cents.
Yeah, they're
we
definitely
found,
worth.
Over on the Kinda Funny Patreon, we discovered you're the unsung hero.
On the page,
you're right.
I didn't accept
episode.
It. So that's
it's
not
too
how
late. I gave it
work.
To you. That is how titles work.
Nope.
Someone gives them to you. You can't no.
Mm-mm. Guys. Yes.
Oh, it's not even the right song.
It is.
Oh, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look it. It's just. A balloon with text on it floating around chocolate chips. Like, what the shit were people thinking?
There was other ones, though. There was definitely, like, there CG dancing things. There was one in a ballroom, right?
Yeah. They just kept that song.
They, like, found...
It was like, I did
do,
not...
Do you know the name of that song?
Not work the audio Chips Ahoy. For this.
Chips Ahoy.
I think it's called Sing Sing Sing. I could be wrong.
Do you want me to ask Terry?
Is it? Yeah.
Nobody cares, Nick.
We're band nerds. We know shit.
This is like... That was a new... That's a new one.
Are
that
we
was
still
a new,
talking about Chips Ahoy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why they... This is a Chips Ahoy commercial as well.
Don't remember this one.
It's old. It's got like computer stuff, so it's not...
Oh, that's when they lost it. They went off
they tried
the deep end.
They tried to get too fancy with
they
it.
They tried too hard. Computer chips? Was that what they were going for?
I don't think that's what they were going for, but it's possible. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This looks like it. Chips Ahoy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parentheses 1996.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it goes.
There it goes. That's what we all remember.
With the dancing exclamation
that's
point.
That's what we grew up on, everybody. Yep. Every time I watch Pearl Harbor or Captain America, this is what I'm taking back to whenever they're out ballroom dancing. Like, I want a fucking
Chips Ahoy right now. All right, guys. The first topic for today that has to do with video games is, what are you playing right now?
Mm.
We've done this before. We did it with Colin, and he gave us some answers. We did it with Nick, too. It was Colin and Nick on that one. And Nick was talking about Dying Light. So it was
really?
A while ago.
That and Axiom Verge.
It wasn't Axiom Verge.
The two
right
games.
Yeah, yeah.
Scarpino's
he got into Axiom Verge, though.
He's way.
So I'm going to speak for Nick Scarpino right now and say that he's playing Axiom Verge because he's still playing it.
Yeah.
He beat it. He loved it.
He wants 100%.
And he's like 100%. How far are you, Nick? 75% of the items, 95% of the map.
That's pretty good.
How many hours you put into it? 25.
Damn.
Nick Scarpino put 25 hours into a game. That means it's... Yeah. Well, he also really likes the opening theme song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it sound like?
It sounds real. Nick, can you come here?
Axiom Verge, bro! Bring up, bring up,
bring
up. Nailed it. All right,
nailed it.
Okay, fine.
Ship it.
So, I played Axiom Verge for a little while. All the games that I'm talking about right now, I've only played the opening like 10 minutes to. So
how
I went
do you
back.
Just play 10 minutes of a game?
It's been interesting. So,
there's just so many good 3DS games for him to play.
Yeah, it's just so busy.
Oh, no. We are not getting
it's
back into
vast,
that.
It's just vast. No, it's
I got my teammate here, Greg.
I know. I'm
so
going down.
We're good.
Yoshi's
but no,
Woolly World, son.
Yeah, I'm excited for Yoshi's Woolly World.
Looks so good.
Yeah.
Yarn Amiibo, come on.
Kevin's a punk ass bitch. I've been playing, I played a little bit of Axiom Verge. You got me Bastion Codes,
yeah,
so I played a little bit of Bastion. Both those games, I'm like, these are fucking awesome. I'm all
wait,
about
had you
this.
Not played Bastion before?
Mm-mm, no.
Oh, what?
I know. It's so cool, though. Like, yeah, the concept awesome. Of it and, like, how it... Everything about that game is, like... What?
The kid fell off the edge.
Yeah.
It's pretty
damn awesome.
Bastion's great.
And then I had a copy of Tomb Raider, the remastered one. I've never played it.
Definitive Edition.
Nice.
It. And so I popped it in. And I was like, I really like this. It's a little extreme. I played about an hour of it.
Her deaths are extreme.
Her deaths are very gruesome.
Very gruesome.
And it's just like, it's a very intense opening to a game. And I was like, wow, this is very, not what I expected. But I'm liking it.
What'd you expect, nude codes?
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
That's all you need from Tomb Raider?
I wanted more pointiness. I was a little let down on the pointiness factor.
Oh, man. These graphics have come too far.
Yeah, exactly.
Breaking
it's
the
a little upsetting.
Me. Yeah.
But I feel like it's the sound effects are what's catching me off. Well, first off, the... PS4 microphone needs to shut the fuck up.
Oh, the controller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can turn it off. So I did.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you're walking through puddles and it's like, splash, splash. It's like, why are you so intense right now? Like, that should be like a splash at best. But yeah, it's a little too much for me to handle. But it's like every single thing she does is the most like overtly like loud noise ever. It's like she walks into a rock and she's like, ugh.
You never walk into
it. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's I really like that game, but one of my biggest criticisms of it was that they just make her seem like she's orgasming all the time.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's not my biggest criticism of it, but it's like, it definitely feels weird.
Yeah, I just have the Pokemon video stuck in my head now. You splash, Magikarp, splash, splash.
Oh,
splash.
That was good.
Yeah.
I missed that. That's some old school shit. What are you playing now, Alfredo?
Shit ton of stuff. I finished Bloodborne, beat the whole game.
You loved it.
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Were you expecting to? Were you a Demon's Souls, Dark Souls?
I was scared out of my mind. I've never played any Souls games before. So I was like, this is going to kick my ass. I'm going to be doing this live. But I beat it 17 bosses deep. So that was fun. It was like 30 hours. I've been going back since I got a PlayStation 4. I played The Last of Us.
Nice.
Love that game. I did Uncharted, the first one, over the past weekend. I got 2 and 3 lined up. And
now, what's interesting is you did it off PlayStation Now.
I did.
How was that?
The game streamed beautifully.
Yeah.
But... There was dead zones on the analog sticks.
So, okay, what does that mean?
So that means like this is dumb. This is the analog stick, right?
If you move it one way,
it's like you start. It's just like it starts functioning. The thing is, the dead zone is just like if you move it like this, there's no response.
You gotta go hard
all the way around. Yeah, yeah, you have to swing it hard.
If you're listening to MP3, he's moving around a giant ginseng honey tea, green tea here, Arizona.
It's Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. So you really have to move the analog stick. Gotcha. So it made it really difficult to like line up headshots or stuff like that. I'm gonna go play 2 and 3. Also, I played PT. Fuck that game.
Did you get through it? Did you finish it?
I did.
Did you have the chat? That is the most
frightening hallway I've ever experienced.
Did you do the whole thing where
you talked?
You talking to the microphone?
Did you play?
I loved it.
No, you couldn't pay me to play that game.
Really?
Okay, you maybe could pay me to play that game, but
get the Patreon tier up.
I would not play that on my own volition. No.
Alfredo brought up a good idea for us to do Let's Plays, like a whole week of us playing through PT, so it's all five of us individually doing it.
Oh, sure.
I like that.
Yeah, I played it right after, a week or two after it came out, maybe a month. But yeah, I streamed it.
It's scary.
It's cool. It's scary. Yeah.
But the game that's my new jam that I'm just streaming every day is Battle Royale H1Z1. It's so good.
Yeah.
For those of you guys that
don't, H1Z1 trained for a while.
It's just everything that I wanted out of DayZ. But it's essentially, there's like 150 people. It drops everyone parachutes into this large open world. Everyone scrambles for weapons, backpacks, stuff like that, ammo. And then it's the last man standing. So people start shooting each other.
It's
and
a cool idea.
Yeah, and eventually you have a map and there's a green circle and that's the safe zone. And
so
gas.
It's the Hunger Games.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's Hunger Games. But you get all these...
No, it's Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
But you get all these random encounters.
Wait, are you speaking English?
What do you mean?
In the game. Do you speak English?
I speak English.
So there you go.
I hate you so much.
It is Hunger Games.
No, but there's so many, like, so there's like proximity chat, and there's so many random things that happen all the time. Like, I was with this one dude that it was Korean, didn't speak any English. And all of a sudden, like, his three friends.
So it is Battle Royale.
Battle games.
All of a sudden, I got out, and he checked the driver's seat, and I got in. And, like, he met up with, like, his three other friends. And all of a sudden, I was in a triad gang at that point. And we just kept rolling up to people. They popped out, like, four of them, and started shooting, killing people.
You're working with other people, knowing there can be only one?
So I mean that's the thing, right? It's like if you have a team, you're stronger until like the final. But it's like, how's that gonna go down? Right, anyone can turn it on.
How long do the games last for?
Usually, I mean, anywhere from it depends if you die right away. But I've gotten first like three times, like 45 minutes or so.
Nice. That's really cool. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah,
you got some ridiculous stories in that.
Yeah, there's some people that like one guy was Russian and then he didn't really like me and then eventually turned into a love story because I kept singing to him. Like Mariah Carey and Clay Aiken. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And Clay Aiken.
Invisible. Clay Aiken still hasn't responded to our tweets.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Okay. He's right busy now. Running for office.
Mm-hmm. If I could just
That's so walk weird.
Into your room.
Creepiest
song. It's a good rendition, if I do say so.
Yeah, it is. What about you?
I've been playing a couple different things. I've been playing Ori and the Blind Forest, which I love. I hate love, I mean. I love to hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Hate to love it. It's really great. I've also been playing the pre-sequel, Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and the Handsome Collection we played this weekend. And then I've also been playing the new Evolve DLC. So, with the new Hunters and the new Monster.
Have you been on that hype?
I haven't touched it yet. I've been busy filling out my catalog of PlayStation games.
Yeah, I have a pile of shame that I'm going to try to go through here. But now, have you never heard of that?
No.
You guys don't have a pile of shame?
No, well, we do, but I didn't refer to it as a pile of shame.
Oh, yeah. It's like games that are like stacked in a pile and you're shamefully haven't played them yet. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I have some that I have to work on, but Mortal Kombat comes out next week, so.
Mm. And you were a big Mortal Kombat fan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting.
Why?
I feel like those aren't things that exist.
Big Mortal Kombat fans?
Big Mortal Kombat fans don't exist.
Mm-mm.
What?
That's weird.
What? Well, are you out of your mind?
In the fighting game echelon, it's like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat.
No.
If you walk into a room.
There's still a large group of people who like Mortal Kombat.
Don't get me wrong. I understand that there's fans. But I'm just saying, it's just like, I don't think that anyone's going to be like, you're excited for Mortal Kombat for right now, and then you're never going to care about it again. until they announce another one and reveal each character that you know is going to be in it.
So
anyways.
What you're saying is that they aren't doing an adequate job of putting out filler content like Street Fighter does in between tentpole Street Fighter releases.
Well, I mean, yeah. If they,
so
if
we
they
need Mortal Kombat 9 Ultra Edition HD 2.0?
That's exactly what was
necessary.
Okay,
so just want to make sure we're all
to be
the
fair,
same
I'm not a fighting game guy. I just like casual games.
Well, I mean, they announced that Mortal Kombat is going to be part of ESL, which is great. So, and
what the hell's ESL?
Elder Scrolls Living.
Exactly. Electronic Sports League.
Wait, the what?
I think that's what it stands for.
I don't know. It's one of the esports.
Esports,
things.
Bro.
Esports.
Oh.
League? Esports.
Cool.
I should know what that. Let me look that up.
We all should. It doesn't matter. We don't. Because the esports don't matter to
us. Just esports.
Regardless, I'm excited for that game. It's coming out. I've been a Mortal Kombat fan for a while.
Okay, well, so what are you excited about for it? Like
the story? The new story mode looks really, really awesome.
Cool. I know Hunter Pence, big fan of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
He's like super fucking excited.
Kind of funny fan.
Mm-hmm.
Friend.
Mortal Kombat fan.
He's been on the show.
So the two of you. You're going to have a great time.
Me and Hunter?
It's
going to
be great.
We can play together.
And Destin. Destin likes Mortal Kombat, right?
Yeah.
Vince?
Vince hates it.
Hates it.
Vince doesn't like it.
Vince doesn't like it.
He's a fighter. He just he had a whole rant about the characters. And I don't know. He just doesn't like the pomp and circumstance, I think.
God damn it, Alfredo. This is going to be a problem.
What, the pomp?
No, we both just keep making the exact same noises. It happens. Greg.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Tons of Borderlands the pre-sequel. Mm. I'm all in. I'm invested. I'm in love with it. I mean, I have plenty of problems with it, but I'm in love with it. You know what I mean? It's one of those games where it's all I want to play. It came along just when I needed it, Tim. Where I wanted a game to play and just check boxes. Finish quests. Get the nice bright green turn in. Yep, that's exactly what I want to go do. You know what I mean? I've been on the road a lot lately, right? So, like, with the Vita, I really, really...
On the road.
Thank you very much. I've been looking, you know, wanting a Western RPG. I don't want JRPG. I don't want turn-based. I want, like, this thing that's just out there.
You want FPS RPG.
Yeah, Gunzerker.
That's a lot of letters.
So, it's like, I hadn't had that, right? And right before I left, Bloodborne came out. Right before I went on vacation. So, I played for, like, 15, 20 minutes of it. Liked what it was. I'm like, I want to play this when I get back. But even then, I wanted like the literal checklist. You know what I mean? Doing this, seeing the progression, assigning skill points, doing all these different things. And so when I got back and Borderlands was out, that's all it's been.
How do you like it on the PS4?
Great. Yeah, it works really, really well. It's nice to have the PlayStation 4 controller. It's nice to have Borderlands in Super HD or whatever the hell you want to call it. The suspend mode is nice. They just put out the new firmware for PlayStation 4. So the ability to pop out, put it in rest mode, and then come back in. Like I turned on, Christine and I are playing together. We've been doing split screen for a while, but that was wearing on me because my eyes have seen what Borderlands should look like. You know what I mean? So eventually we broke it into two monitors in the bedroom and I turned on her system. It wasn't even that. You're reaching for
what?
That one. You're reaching. You did the whole like, sexual innuendo. Two monitors in the bedroom. What does that even mean?
Hey, it could happen anywhere, anytime, Greg.
What the hell does that mean? Anyways, I turned her system back on, and she had put hers in rest mode, and then it had like the little spinning thing on Borderlands. I was like, what is that? And I clicked X on it, and it just fired up right to where it left off. Like, no loading. It was in pure suspend mode. I was like, that's awesome. That's awesome. Need to start doing that.
Technology. It's here.
That shit crazy.
I mean, the Vita, you know, pioneered that, but no big deal.
The unsung hero, the Vita.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I started that. It does have a fast library, you motherfucker. Then I started Bastion on PS4 again. Great, love it. So into it. It is totally though. Like, and when I got my code from Supergiant, they did the whole wiki. Like, we're still working on the Vita version. Don't worry, because like that's a game I feel is perfect on the Vita. Like that's all I would play on this trip to Missouri tomorrow if that's what I had.
I want Ori on the Vita.
Yeah,
I want that so. I know, but I want it. I want it so bad.
It would be really
God
great.
God damn
it,
that game. We did a Let's Play on it like a couple weeks ago, and I was just like, fuck, this looks so cool. Like, Colin and Nick did the first 15 minutes. I'm like, I want to play that game.
How have you not played it?
Because I don't have an Xbox. Yeah, and it's on PC, but like...
That's not...
I know I'm sure getting it would be easy and putting a controller and being fine, but it's just like, as a console gamer, the idea of that, I'm like,
No, thank you. It's one of those, you talk about like when we argue about the Vita, 3DS, who is the better library, you want to talk about a bad library. It's PC, right there in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
No
you guys need to
just
no games at all, accept really. Steam and Gaben into your lives, and it will be
Steam.
Much better.
Steam is amazing. It's awesome to have everything there. City Skyline. There's another. Oh, Marvel Heroes. Like, having them all just there, ready to go. I love having them on the laptop, the Origin laptop we have.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice to have them ready to go. But, like,
And Mount Your Friends.
There's something. The classic. Oh, Mount so Your Friends, good. Of course. So there's something. Have you played about Mount Your Friends?
I don't think I have, no.
Do you know what it is?
Maybe.
It's this amazing game where there's a goat and he's just chilling there. And then you're like these like dudes with just like limbs.
No, I definitely have not played this.
The limbs, like, you need to dude climb on top of it. You mount the goat.
You haven't even talked about the penis physics.
Well, there's penis physics.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You don't see the penises. They're in banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks. And they're spinning around. And then you need to like climb
on top
of each other.
Wait, they're spinning penises and banana hammocks.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make much sense, but we suspend our disbelief.
Really good. We have a Let's Play coming out this week, so it should be... it's an old game. Like, we're really late to this, but you introduced it to my life.
That's
I'm really happy you did.
This is we need to do Gang Beasts now.
Yeah, Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts I've known about for a while. I'm just waiting for...
console version.
Yeah, exactly. Because, again, I know it's easy, but the idea of dragging everything out there and syncing controllers... I mean, controllers barely sync to other things, let alone to PCs.
Just gotta accept gaming into your life, man.
I do. I like gaming on the PC just fine. I just prefer a controller, and I prefer the ease of booting it up and having it go.
Makes sense.
Just, I'm just lazy.
I get that.
You've seen how hard it is for us to do anything around here. I hope you understand how lazy I am.
Fredo, what games are you going to be playing coming up on your streams and all that?
Coming up? Mm-hmm. Witcher. But
well, I'm coming
that's
up
like
now.
Like a full month away.
Yeah. Oh, like now?
Yeah.
Uncharted 2 and 3.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Good choices.
That's on my list. Besides that, I don't know. I haven't really thought that far.
You know, okay.
It's kind of winging it.
Fair enough.
What about you? What are you looking for?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
For me, this is the first time in a while.
I need
it's true. He doesn't. He plays 10 minutes of a game.
He gets so excited.
I play a lot of 10 minutes.
He's the expert on libraries for handheld systems.
I am.
Without having any knowledge of the other.
Knowledge of the vast amount of games.
Of the other universe.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time in a long time I feel like I'm satiated. I feel like for a while I've had that like clawing behind my eyes of my spirit just not being happy and wanting to get out and play something specific. And Borderlands for right now is hitting the mark. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To the point of where I was debating bringing my PlayStation 4 to Missouri because I'm only gone 2 nights. I have friends to see there. I'm probably not going to play that many, but to have the option. I just want the option.
Destin. What Destin did, we had an IGN, we had that company retreat, and then Destin brought his PlayStation for like the one night, and everyone was out drinking, and he was in his hotel room during the nightfall, and I was like...
But like the other thing too is we had Anthony Carboni on Colin and Greg Live and the Game Over Gregory show, and on Colin and Greg Live, he was talking about how he got this Hori screen, that way he could, you know, the little one he could carry with him and play his games on the road or whatever, and I was tweeting about that over the weekend, and then the games people...
The games case.
Well, they have that new screen that's like the size of a tablet that's just powered off of USB and it's right there. That sounded really good because then other fans were chiming in saying like, oh, I use it all the time. And one guy put up photos of him on a Virgin America flight, PS4 plugged in, and then the PS4 charging the screen, so he's just playing his console. And I was like, damn.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Fucking awesome.
What do you plug the PS4 into?
In Virgin, they have
power outlets.
Virgin thinks of everything.
And then I was thinking about I can probably trick the company into buying the screen because me and Kevin were talking that we need a third screen in here. That way we don't need the two. Like, sure. We just have one monitor. You know, we don't have to worry about it. It's got its own headphone out, so we wouldn't have to worry about how it always is where I can't hear anything. Sure. Kevin approves this purchase.
He does.
I'm doing it.
Oh, guys, Dark Souls 2 Scholar of the First Sin Edition comes out. I forgot about that.
I'm
looking PS4. At the releases. Yeah, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3D comes out this month, too. Mm. So you have that to look
forward to. The
vast
library. It's happening, Greg.
Thank you.
It grows.
You do need to have the new 3DS XL to play that, though. So.
Which is weird. The box art looks hideous.
Persona 4 Dancing All Night is my answer to that.
Dancing All Night?
Yeah, that's what you got. Okay. It's coming up. The big thing, though, is like I got Borderlands right now, right? And then later this month, State of Decay 1 year later. Mm-hmm. Then next month, Witcher 3. Then that'll keep me going for basically ever. June, Batman. Then we get to August where all I'm going to play is Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes.
To prepare for
Phantom Pain in September.
I like that. I like that a lot.
We're in what I like to call Easy Street, everybody.
Easy Street. I like that.
Are you not going to dip into Tamriel Unlimited on PS4?
Double dip.
June?
I, for a long time, had wanted to. And I played a little bit of it on PC. And I liked what I played. And then it was another thing I'm going to wait for PS4 or whatever. And now that it's finally here, incredibly late, no, probably not. Because I'll be lost. By that time, I'll be so... If I want that kind of game, I'll be so invested in The Witcher, right? Like, I'm not playing The Elder Scrolls Online because I want, like, the fucking fantasy of it. I like, you know, the... I want... Because I want to play with other people. I want the fucking fantasy of it. And running around and having quests and knocking them out. If I'm already 20 hours, 30 hours, 40 hours into The Witcher 3. Well, there you go. That's all I'm going to do. Because I got wilds to hunt.
What?
I got wilds to hunt.
Oh.
Wilds.
Mm. Got it. Mm. I got it.
See, that's the name.
Yeah.
Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Damn. Damn.
Actually, they took the 3 out of the name.
Witcher Wild Hunt?
It's called The Witcher Wild Hunt.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
The Witcher, The Wild Hunt.
I asked their marketing team about this, and I was like, so when did you guys change the name? And they're like, oh, well, we just decided it.
We just did it.
They just literally just did it. They're like, you can still look up The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, but like if you look at the marketing promotional materials now and the new box art, it's The Witcher Wild Hunt.
Just change Kind of Funny to mildly entertaining.
Yeah.
And just
don't bring mention to it.
Yeah, I don't know why they would do that. It must maybe something to do with the series overall or down the line.
Well, I think it's because so many people didn't play 1 and 2, so they don't want to scare off people.
That's a good point.
Into playing this one.
Hmm. I mean, that's such a weird decision to make this far into the marketing campaign, though.
Well, they probably got a lot of, you know, responses of like, because I mean, if you listen to anyone's video talking about it, it usually is, I didn't play the first two, but this one looks really good.
Yeah, it's too late. The damage is done. There's still Witcher 3 all over the internet.
Yeah,
IGN just put up the first 15 minutes today and called it Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia page hasn't been updated.
I actually did play
a lot
of games.
Call them and tell them they failed. It's over.
I played a lot of games this weekend because I was looking at my PS3 and like I had to, because we were talking about PSN accounts and if it like goes back to your old games or whatever. And so I have two accounts on one system and half my downloaded games are on one and half are the other. And it's like, God, this is the worst. Mm. But I was just like, I'm going to play a little bit of this. So I played Tony Hawk, the remastered, or whatever the hell it was called, HD version. I played that for a couple hours. And then I played, do you remember Pain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I played that for way too long.
It's a fun game.
I don't know why
the
I booted it up.
It's like everything.
It's the game where you shoot yourself out of a giant slingshot and, like, damage your body.
I like how when you want to explain a game to someone, you turn to Kevin. Well, you, like, make eye contact and you're actually explaining it to him.
Yeah. And, yeah, I definitely played that for way too long. But it is fun.
Pain was a good one, I remember, because that was, like, one of the first, I guess, like, it was a downloadable title they'd promoted, for, you know, coming to PlayStation Network for a long time. And so when it came out, people were interested in it at IGN, and I was still PlayStation Team, obviously. I was still a young buck on the PlayStation Team. So I covered it a lot, and it seemed like everything I covered about it would be that it was broken, that it was down, or this wasn't working, or this was for free. And so, like, when I finally met Travis, who was the producer on it, like, he was like... And he did one of these. He's like, and he's a big dude. He's like, Greg Miller, the guy who finds everything broken with pain within 30 seconds of it going live. And then we became fast friends.
There you go. That's what happens. You don't have friends, you have family, Greg.
It's true.
Speaking of that, topic two.
Oh, wow.
Licensed games.
That's a good transition.
Yeah, that was good. Wasn't that good? Yeah. So the reason we're talking about this is the Fast and the Furious. Last week, at this point, it'll probably be 2 weeks ago when you're listening to this, Forza Horizon 2 had the Fast and Furious DLC thing that came out. It was free. You can get it for 2 weeks for free, and then it's $10 to download. I think this is a great use of licensed DLC.
Yeah.
There was so much promotion for this, promoting the movie and the game and stuff. And, like, it was fun.
It was standalone.
Completely standalone. So you don't even need the game. And it was just a lot of fun, and it's a short little, like, two-hour thing. And, you know, it could have been better, definitely. Could have had a little bit more integrations from the actual movie and stuff. I mean, I want a Fast and Furious game. You know, this was just kind of
what about an open world RPG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Duh. But this was cool. It definitely felt like it was Forza, but with like Fast and Furious references instead of it just being an actual Fast and Furious thing, which is what it is.
Yeah.
But this got me thinking, like, what are you guys' favorite licensed games? And like, it gets hard because like,
no,
Lego The Hobbit.
Really?
Oh, all the Lego games in general.
Maybe not my favorite of all time. I have to think of it, but off the top of my head, that was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And they used all the VO from the movie and like all the scenes from the movie. Well, not all of them, but things like iconic moments that you remembered if you watched the movie and then played it. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's looking at their phones now.
Yeah.
So
I was looking at the time.
I've had things happening today, and I'm communicating with Colin, who is far.
So that was one of my favorites in recent memory. That was really well done, in my opinion. Did you play it? Did you play it? Anybody?
I didn't play Lego Hobbit.
I'm not a Hobbit fan. Like, that's what I feel Lego games fall into the same thing as Telltale games. And I think Telltale gets, around here, one with Colin, he'll always be like, I hate the Telltale games are always the same thing. It's the same structure.
So he and I have very similar opinions
you do.
About it.
But the problem I always talk to Colin is about that, like, the Telltale franchises they're using, you know, Borderlands or Game of Thrones or Walking Dead, I don't think they make them expecting everyone to play everything. Whereas, like, they're making something for, like, Game of Thrones fans or something for Walking Dead fans. So, like, it's clear as day to us it's the same thing. But, like, there's few people who might be compelled to play all of Telltale games like we do, if that makes sense on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't look at Telltale games as a licensed product that's promoting another product like the Forza Horizon 2 thing.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, Lego games for me are the same way. I love Lego games, but those are the opposite of Telltale, where Telltale, I'll play everything because I love Telltale. Lego games, I'll play the Lego games that speak to me. So, like, when Lego Hobbit came out, I was like, nah. But then, like, DC, I platinum every one of them and play the hell out of them. So that kind of thing.
Okay. That's fair.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, the thing gets hard because with the licensed games, like what she just said about it being made to promote something else, that really limits it because, like, Arkham, obviously the Arkham games.
Yeah, those are licensed technically.
Yeah. So it's like that almost feels like it's cheating. But back in the day, it wasn't. Like Spider-Man on the PS1.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game when the Amazing Spider-Man 2 PS2. Came out.
Well, no, not Amazing Spider-Man. It's the Spider-Man.
Oh, just Spider-Man. That's true. Good. Right? Spider-Man 2 was Tobey Maguire. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game.
On PS4?
I don't think it was on the new... Well, maybe
You're thinking of Spider-Man 2, if you're thinking anything. Where the kid with the balloon went away and you're stopping carjacks and everybody loved it?
No, this game just came out like a year ago.
Yeah, it is the Amazing Spider-Man
2.
Really? Yeah.
The game sucked.
When Activision published?
Oh, yeah, it sucked hard. Well, they published all of Spider-Man forever.
Yeah, because they own the license. Sucked hard. But, like, that is an example of a game that could have been really incredible, but, like...
No, 100%.
Yeah.
That was just Activision.
Well, ones that are really incredible, Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, well,
At the time, oh, yeah, of course. But, I mean, Spider-Man 1, not the movie one, but the PS1 one. Yeah.
Yes.
It was on PS1 and N64. Right?
No, Spider-Man 2 was on PS2. I remember it as a PS2 game.
Okay. I'm now jumping off of that.
Okay.
The original Spider-Man.
Sure, the PS1 one. The one I have up there underneath the shoes.
Yes,
little CD case.
One.
Yeah, okay.
Neversoft.
Okay. Yeah.
That one was amazing.
Yeah, that was great.
And I feel like that was a different take because like that was when it was a licensed game because there wasn't like superhero things left and right.
Sure.
So that was like an amazing experience of holy shit, I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's the Tony Hawk engine, so it feels right. It was
right.
Good.
Right.
I really like it.
Just like Spider-Man and Sega Genesis.
Yeah.
That's another great spot.
So, yeah, okay, going back to that generation, then there was a ton of
fucking
great ones.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. There's a license. Ghostbusters.
DuckTales.
Batman. DuckTales.
All the Disney shit.
Yeah.
Aladdin. Lion King.
Yep.
Which, honestly, don't hold up as well as you'd think they do.
Really?
Very floaty.
There's only one licensed game I cared about. Xbox 360. Sneak King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sneak King.
Gotta give a shout out to Sneak King.
God.
What was the cart one?
I forgot.
There was Sneak King, there was a kart racer,
yeah.
And there was one other one.
A bike game, right?
Maybe the kart, when I say kart, I actually meant bike.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys play Transformers Dark of the Moon?
No.
The one that went with the movie?
Mm-hmm. I took, was it the movie?
Don't you remember the movie?
No, I stopped watching the movies because they were so terrible. But I remember the one, the guys who did the Bourne conspiracy game, they did the Transformers, they picked up the Transformers license. And it was really good the first time. People didn't like it. High Moon Studios.
No, High Moon did a good job. They didn't do the most recent
one,
though.
War of Cybertron?
It went from... There was War for Cybertron, and then Fall of Cybertron, and then there's Dark
of
the Moon.
Were good.
Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, they were great. And then Dark of the Moon was, I'm assuming, not good, but that was a licensed one.
It was okay.
And then there was one more that like tried to combine both those worlds, and it's just like, stop, guys. Just fucking stop.
Yeah.
And it hurt me. It was Battle for the All. I don't know. Who knows? Greg, which ones do you like?
Well, I think at the nexus of everything we're talking about, where it's promoting something, but it was also a great game, is none other than X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Mm.
Raven Studios, who then got locked in a Call of Duty dungeon, never to be released again. this was a game where like the story made no sense. It was a tie-in to a terrible movie. Like, some of the boss battles weren't... But everyone loved the fucking game because you were Wolverine, and you're getting shot, and your skeleton's getting revealed, and you just... they got the M rating, so there could be blood, and you're just tearing dudes apart, and jumping through the... And I was like, yes, this game is fucking awesome, except for the fact that it's not that great. And there was, like... That was that weird thing of, like, all these emotions, like, oh, I love just tearing dudes apart, and now I gotta fight the Blob for some reason in this really bad boss battle, but now I'm tearing... Now there's a bunch of robots... I just want this level to end, but there's more robots. Like, you know,
there's always more robots.
But you're unlocking classic Wolvie suits. You're, you know, getting us. Oh, so good. And there'd be like, you'd be in the suit and you'd get blown apart, but then you heal back, but the suit wouldn't heal back. And you're like, oh my God, please make this forever. And Activision said no.
Raven away. They just made 10 more Spider-Man games.
Yeah.
How many fucking Spider-Man games were on the PS3?
A lot. And what's sad about it is that it was Beenox who did it. And Beenox gets, I stand by this to this day, gets Spider-Man, made an amazing Spider-Man game, could continue to make more amazing Spider-Man games if Activision hadn't been Activision about it. And I love Activision. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sure. They are who they are, blah, blah, blah. But like, it all comes back to when they bought Sierra's catalog and didn't pick up Ghostbusters. And they said, we want games that are annualizable. And that should tell you everything you need to know about Activision's business model. And they want to make money, and great for them. But, you know, they get Beenox, and Beenox makes Shattered Dimensions, right? And it's this really cool Spider-Man game everybody loves. It's like, oh, this is really fun. This is great. Like, I can't wait to see what they do next. And next is Edge of Time, which had a shorter turnaround. It's like, ooh, like, this one missed the mark, but I'd love to see you guys do an open world. Like, oh, here's the amazing Spider-Man, the movie video game.
When did Web of Shadows hit? Was that before this?
That was before all this. This wasn't Beenox. And that one is, it's diversive, it turns out, or whatever. Divisive, it turns out.
Divisive.
Divisive. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
Okay. No, I would say divisive.
Divisive.
That one puts everybody on...
Potato, potato, whatever.
Other sides of the line. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like that. Anyways, yeah. I did not like that game, but like Javi Rodriguez loves it, and he's a big-time Spider-Man fan, so whatever. There's something for it. But Beenox had something... It seemed like they had a great idea with Shattered Dimensions. They're like, holy shit, this is a great story. It's fun. It's cool. It's all these different Spider-Men. Edge of Time did not deliver at all. Then they finally give them the open world of Amazing Spider-Man, and like the combat system was fun, flying through, you know, because like there was so much verticality and attacking from the air and stuff, but that didn't work. And it's like, well, maybe they'll get it right. And then somehow Amazing Spider-Man 2 was worse, and then the wheels fell off. Disney bought Marvel, and it's like, I don't think you're ever gonna see, you know, that was the whole thing where like Major Nelson had, or no, it was Dan Amrick still from Activision being like, hey, all of our Marvel games are coming off services on Tuesday, so buy them now if you want them. People are like, why? And he's like, contracts end. And it was like, that's kind of your telltale sign that like something's changing there.
Yeah.
But that could be exciting, right?
I mean, that's
somebody could potentially be taking up the reins.
I mean, as a licensed game fan, when it's done well, I just don't understand how people don't look at Batman and aren't like, well, fuck. Let's do that every time. Let's never put out another movie tie-in game. It hits when it hits. Put something out where people can build a universe to where the fourth game now in the series is going to be this gigantic, gigantic thing. You know what I mean? Like, do that with Spider-Man. Do that with Superman. Do that with Incredible Hulk. Whoever you want. Just let them go. Give developers time. Don't try to force it. Don't try to, you know.
You can't give that to every superhero, though. I mean, I think Batman is maybe an exception to the rule. I mean, the word Batman was the most searched, like, superhero of all superheroes on YouTube. It's like, how many other superheroes have that pull?
Avengers.
I know.
Superman.
Not all of the Avengers, Spider-Man.
But I'm saying if you put it as Avengers, if you made an Avengers game.
There was an Avengers game. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, there was one that was that first person when they released footage of that never made it, and it's just it got killed. You know what I mean? Like, I think there are these examples of, just like the movies, right? Like, that's like jumping back 7 years, like Ant-Man. You could never put an Ant-Man movie out. If you make the right choices, right, and you just build a little momentum and get it going, that could be the changeover.
Yeah.
I think.
I would like that.
I just want good superhero
games.
Yeah. Portillo knows.
He agrees.
He knows all about that. All right, guys. Topic number three.
That was it? Oh, you got nothing else?
That's it.
No more
license games.
Just a great
Do you got any more?
Huh?
Do you got any more?
No. I'm just saying, I thought maybe you. What about Shadows of Mordor? Everybody liked that game.
Oh, well, she already gave the Lord of the Rings.
I mean, but that wasn't a licensed game.
Lord of the Rings is a license!
Well, I mean, technically, yeah, sure. But
see, that's what, like, as we started talking about this, it all kind of fell apart, where it's just like, the argument of licensed games suck is just simply not true. At all.
But
anymore.
So we're saying if you're tying it into something.
That's when
so
it
that's
gets
why
weird.
I got Fast and the Furious and the X-Men.
Yeah, because it's like, licensed games, I think there's I don't want to say there's more good than bad, but like there might be at this point, like because of Telltale, because of Lego, because of the Arkham games, because of all this different shit. It's like there's a lot of good license out there, a lot of it. Spider-Man games has been a lot of shitty ones, but there's also been a lot of good ones. So I don't know. Transformers, a lot of great ones. Dragon Ball Z, people really like those games, right?
Yeah.
Naruto,
all that stuff. Yeah. There's a ton of games people like that shit.
Okay, I think it's good. I just want good license games. Not bad license games.
Yeah, none of that.
Yeah. Like the Family
Sneak
Guy
King
games.
2. I want Sneak King 2.
Yes. Let's see a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth?
Oh, yeah. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Some but again, does that count? Because was that promoting? Like, it wasn't like tying to South Park Season 10 or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are good examples of the tie-in stuff?
X-Men.
Like, Origins and Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
What else?
Batman Begins, the EA game, like that was like, and Superman Returns, terrible fucking games that were licensed tie-ins.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, what we're putting licensed in a box.
Yeah.
All right.
We shouldn't do.
Get out of it. Just get out of this topic. All right, cool. Nobody puts Colin in a box.
Topic number three, Amiibos. Oh, so Jesus. They're a thing. They're definitely a thing. And they're a real big thing. And I don't think people expected them to be as big of a thing as they are. We got grown-ass men and women out there fighting the good fight trying to get their NES Amiibos. There's so much going on Twitter. It's turning people into animals.
They're the new Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
They are.
And it's crazy because, like, all right, Disney Infinity didn't do that. Skylanders didn't do that.
Well, that's
because
they understand supply and demand.
Yeah, well, and also, they were different. They were very Activision about it, which is just like, let's just fucking make money. Buy this shit. You know, little kids, you want this, go for it.
Yeah.
This is like, hey, here's characters you actually really care, and I guess Disney Infinity has this too, but like, this is different, because this targeted the heart of Andrew Goldfarb.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need this. You fucking need this. And he was like, God damn it, you're right.
I do need this.
Yeah, I do. So it caused this whole thing, and now that, so Smash Bros., what's shocking to me is we're like, 4 characters away, I think, from all 50 characters having their own amiibo in stores.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, at least announced.
Sure.
So, like, they've given dates for all of them except for, like, 4 of them. I think Falco and, like...
Falcon, boom!
I know Falco doesn't have his. But it's like, I never, ever in my life would have thought that I'm going to get a Star Fox figurine in stores.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. An Ike from Fire Emblem? What?
Yeah.
Like, there's all these, like, crazy things. And so there's Smash Bros., and now there was the Mario line. And then now there's Yoshi's Woolly World,
which are cute as hell.
Amazing. They're little yarn cute ones.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting one of those. I'm telling you right
so
now.
So you're just giving in.
Okay. But this thing, I don't think they're a bad thing. I don't understand why people are acting like these are the worst things in the world.
Because you get one, you get a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
That's There's on a you. Lot of them.
That's on you.
Wait,
that's
you, why, what, that's you're against started. Them because if you get one, you got to get them all?
No, I'm not against them. I just know that, like, there's a reason why I don't buy pop figures, because if I buy one, I'm like, I'm going to get all the characters in that. Like,
sure.
Yeah, but imagine if those pop figures gave you costumes.
Successfully made them a collectible, which I didn't think they were going to do. I didn't think the quality of the amiibo stacked up against Disney Infinity figurines. Skylanders figurines as well, also really high quality. But where Nintendo has failed with Amiibo, in my opinion, is in game functionality. In a lot of the games, the functionality is really, really weak. And they haven't made a game yet where you need to have an Amiibo to play that game the way that Infinity and Skylanders have. I think that's where they've really misstepped. And maybe that's why they kind of held back in production of Amiibo, which makes them hard to get, is because they were kind of... you know, tepid about the audience response, knowing full well that you don't need to have Smash Brothers amiibo to play Smash Brothers, right? Yeah. So I would like to see Nintendo actually step up their in-game functionality, and then maybe I'll consider buying them, because I have not bought a single amiibo yet, and I have a shelf full of Infinity figurines.
Do you really?
I do.
Do you play Infinity?
I do, not all the time. I need to play it more, but it's a hard game. It's most fun when you're playing in Toy Box with friends. And the only friend I have that plays in Toy Box regularly is Brandon Jones. So,
see, that my thing with... I agree completely with what you're saying. Yeah. But I don't think that Infinity or Skylanders are the right answer. Like, it's not like if Nintendo made that it'd be like, all right, now it's worth buying these things. Like, I don't know that we need a game based on that. Because that might be a problem. Because then you have to buy all these things to make this game fun. And, like, that's an issue. Like, I'm not going to buy them to get additional costumes and stuff like that, but it, like, if they were the...
No, but imagine if there was, like, an open-world Nintendo game where when you tapped your amiibo on the gamepad, the character appeared in the game instantly, and you could play with that person, and then you wanted to switch characters to go through a different puzzle or a different part of the game, and then you tapped the other character. I mean, that's the functionality that Skylanders Infinity has, right? And that's what makes it so addictive, is that idea that you just put the character down onto the Infinity Base or the Skylanders Power Portal, and, like, your character instantly appears in the game. It's like that technology at work in front of your eyes is really magical, you know, when you use it. And Amiibo just doesn't have that.
But see, like, I think the thing there, though, is like, is that gameplay that's engaging to people over 12?
Have you played it?
Yeah, I remember I did a demo of Infinity, and I was just like, I love these little figures. I love Disney way more than I should, and I want these things. But it's like, I don't want to play this game. I really don't.
Well, I would say Infinity's gameplay strengths are in the toy box, whereas Skylanders' gameplay strengths are in their actual, like, campaign. I think that they just did a much better job of making that gameplay accessible and exciting to people that are above the age of like 10. And I think we'll see in the Infinity team take it even further with the next Infinity that they're going to announce, which hopefully will be happening sometime soon.
3.0.
They announced it around this time last year. Mm-hmm. So I just think that they do such a great job with gameplay, and Nintendo has just failed with gameplay with Amiibo.
Yeah. I mean, my problem with... problem in quotes, because I don't really care about the Amiibos, right? I'm a Sega kid. I wish I made different choices.
We can only wish there was Comic Zone Amiibos, man.
I wish I made different choices and the characters meant more to me than they do. They don't. I respect everybody, and don't get me wrong, but like, you know, when the Mega Man came out, I made sure I pre-ordered it for Colin for Christmas. Like, that was his Christmas gift. And even that got here in March. You know what I mean? And that was not just because they couldn't fulfill the order or whatever. The problem I have with them is this crazy, like, just make more of them. Why, it's 2015. Why are we acting like they're Beanie Babies? Why are we acting like they are Muppet Baby toys from McDonald's? Like, there are things... This does not need to be like this. It does not... You go to Amazon, you click buy, you get it. Mm-hmm. But Nintendo doesn't get along with Amazon, so everything's all fucked up. I don't like that. Just fix it so everybody can get what they want. I don't understand why this is such a big deal. I don't understand... And clearly, I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Because Nintendo does understand why this is a big deal to make it a bigger deal. They have played their fan base like a fiddle. And good on them, that's great, and you know, if the fans are fine with it, fine, like, to be part of this. But the amount of tweets I've seen, I've brought them up on Colin and Greg Live before, from my friends who are adults, who are directors, who are creators, they're like, oh, please, Nintendo, hear your fans and make more. They hear you. They know what they're doing. They're doing this so you tweet about them, so you keep talking. Like, I don't even know how many waves of Disney Infinity figures have come out since the Avengers and, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy stuff, because those are the guys I would care about. Have there been more? I don't know. Maybe there have, but people aren't tweeting about them every day. Mm-hmm. You have people tweeting about this every day. You have Jose Otero with a cart full of fucking Yoshis taking photos of him. It's just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is happening right now? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
But I feel like that's the... part of the fun of it, though. Like, the fact that it is a big deal and it's making people crazy, it makes them interesting.
Sure. No, I again, if they were just out, nobody would be talking
about it. No one would give a shit. If you could just find Ike in any store you walk into, no one would care. But the fact that you can't get Ike makes you want Ike. Like, the thing is, when they first came out, I was like, I don't need these. I'm not going to use them for the actual game functionality. Yeah. I kind of want them because I like buying things. Like, a lot. Yeah. And I was just like,
America.
Which characters would I buy? I was like, all right, I'll definitely get the characters I play as. So I'll get Zero Suit. I'll get Charizard. Oh, those aren't out yet. I use Marth. I'll get Marth. And of course, Marth's like one of the rarest ones you can't get. And I'm like, well, this just went from I kind of want it to I really want it.
Yeah,
just
see,
I can't,
it's working,
man.
They're playing you.
Yeah. And so it got to the point where I was like, how much would I pay for that? And that, once I started thinking about that number, I'm like, I don't need this. But one day I'll get
it. It's one of those things where it's Comic-Con every fucking month. Whereas, like, Comic-Con, you don't get in line for the Hasbro, you don't get the crazy He-Man thing, you bitch about it on Twitter for one day, and I never hear about it again. And, like, every fucking 3 weeks I'm hearing about Amiibos. I just don't understand the little faucet they're letting trickle out of characters. But again, it's just because I'm immune. I am deaf to their Pied Piper. And so I just get to watch all these people freaking out about it. You know what I mean? It's just like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I respect Nintendo, but they're, you know, it doesn't really resonate with me. But God forbid if they make Pokemon ones.
Oh, I know.
Would go bankrupt.
That's the problem. Like, Nintendo's going to. That's their game. When they make the Pokemon game with the Amiibos, oh, God,
oh,
help us all.
Goodness.
If they made a true, like, full RPG Pokemon that had required Pokemon
gotta catch them all
functionality, then that would be really huge. I mean, because look at how much Skylanders has made for Activision. It's an over $2 billion franchise now. Since that franchise launched, you know, Nintendo could make that kind of money if they did it right, but Nintendo just always missteps just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit.
So, like, they're on the right path, but I don't think that they're making all of the right decisions yet, and I don't know if they're holding their master plan back, which it always seems like they seem to do with everything.
Yeah.
You know, they misstep out the gate, and then, like, they figure it out a couple years down the line.
Yeah, I don't think they're going
to. I think the smart thing if they were to do a Pokemon game would be just, you can play the Pokemon game, right? And you can catch your Pokemons.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then the ones that you can't find, you can just go buy in the store and then use that integration, right? Because then at that point, it's like, oh, like, I have the blue version. Like, I can't. You know,
I get what you're saying. The exclusive ones that you can't get.
Like, I could buy all the red version ones.
So you're adding in-game transactions that are in stores.
Yeah.
An in-store transaction to a game.
Everybody's always fine with it as long as they get something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the real killer. When, like, if they want, I guess, they don't need to. they're fine. Everything's working, I'm sure, the way they want. They're rolling in money from this. But when they're like, all right, now we're putting out 8-bit Mario amiibo, and when you touch it to your Wii U, you automatically download the original Super Mario Brothers. Something like that
is fucking cool. Awesome. And they're not really doing that. It's like kind of that. It's like you get to play for 15 seconds. And well, fuck you. But like, that's what I'd want from the Smash Bros. Ones. Like, if the new DLC characters, so when Mewtwo comes out and Lucas and whoever the hell else comes out, like, if instead of me paying for the DLC to buy it, if I can go to the store and it gives me a code with it, I love that. I want to get something. I hate this digital bullshit.
Well, and they could sell so much more, right? So Mewtwo is, what, $3.99 if you buy the digital download? And if you were to buy the Mewtwo amiibo for, what, $12.99 they are, right? $14.99?
I only see him on eBay for $55. I don't
know. So if you buy the amiibo and then he automatically unlocked when you tapped into the gamepad, that would be genius, right? But they're not doing that.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
That'd be so awesome. Another thing that bothers me, and this is just a very me thing, but the Yarn Yoshi?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't have the, there's no base.
What is that
it's
all
like,
about?
Where's the consistency, guys? Yeah, that's, you can't that's do stupid. That's like the freaking DVD case next to all my Blu-rays, and it's just like, Squaresoft, why do you keep doing this? Stop.
Yep.
No. Stop.
You think that after there's been enough examples of this. You remember the Simpsons box sets? They got to like season 5 or 6. And
Kevin knows all about
this.
They
released the Homer head. Yeah. And everybody's like, fuck you. You've had this. And they're like, all right. And they printed boxes and sent them out to people. Because everybody's like, we buy this because we're fucking nerds. Mm-hmm. We want it to look good on our shelf.
Yeah. You Homer's better damn well head. Know that if Fast 7 or Furious 7, sorry, does not come in the fucking Best Buy exclusive steel case. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, you'll buy them all everything off.
No, because my steel cases are beautiful right now.
The number of times he's bragged about that.
It's just
my Fast Series steel case so cut.
So good. So good.
This is how he's getting all his girlfriends.
Yeah. So many girlfriends. But yeah, this is a big deal. So this Yarn Yoshi, it's like, guys, come on. Why?
Yeah, I do.
But it's so cute.
It is. It looks fucking
awesome.
But
put it on a fucking base. That's all.
No, it's supposed to be plushy.
It's all about that.
You can't have a base.
There's computer chips in his ass.
Yeah.
His ass definitely is going to have a cylinder
feel
to it.
There's something in there. Yeah. Man. Alfredo, what would make you... Would you buy, like, Master Chief amiibos?
I mean, I would.
This is coming from somebody that bought the Halo books and read them all.
I mean, I would, but then again, at the same time, it's like... what else is Microsoft going to do after Halo? What, like, Blinks the Cat?
What do you mean, after Halo?
I mean, like, how many figures are they going to be able
You're
to
talking
really
about
make?
If they made their own amiibo.
Yeah, they made their own amiibo. Yeah, competitors. Like, how
we'll
much?
Be like,
how
the
many,
Forza car?
Marcus Fenix? I'm like, okay, I guess.
Well, I mean,
like,
that's why Sony and Microsoft aren't talking about it, right? Because they don't have that really iconic cast of characters the way that Nintendo does. They actually just have, you know, tentpole AAA games that sell millions of units.
That's it.
Man.
That's all they
How's
got.
How's that working for them?
That vast
Get
library.
Get some toys and a tablet.
Yeah.
With multi-touch? No, just one touch.
No, one touch.
Please. Should we be able to play for 4 hours? No, two. Thank you.
Could you play with two of these revolutionary gamepads?
No, you can't.
Oh. Man, that would make too much sense. Mario Party, let's make a game
sure.
for the fucking Wii U and make it so that you need to use Wiimotes. You can't... All right, guys, fourth topic.
They need to make a Wiimote amiibo or Wii tablet amiibo.
That's just like flicking you off.
It's on the screen. It's somebody flicking you. It's a Reggie flicking off. Well, I'll tell you real quick. Amiibo I would buy, and I'm sure they're going to do, when they do Super Mario World and it's Mario in a cape. I mean, I'll buy that.
Awesome.
I'll buy that.
I want to like the amiibos so much more than I do. And it's like, I am just a second away from slipping into this and just getting so dirty and nasty with these things and getting so far into it. Because once I buy this, you better damn well know I'm buying Disney Infinity shit. You think that I'm going to have my Zero suit and not have her chilling next to Elsa? You're kidding me. You are kidding me. So it's like, I look at them, but it's the build quality, like you were saying. It's just like, oh, look, like the Zero suit one they showed has this freaking like... weird ass yellow stick behind her holding her up.
Well,
figure out gravity and stuff, guys. Come on.
Peeing.
Oh, out of her butt.
I think a lot of people underestimate the amount of research and development that goes into creating an actual physical toy, and that's why only a few companies worldwide do it really well and manufacture on, you know, a broad scale. And Disney clearly has the resources to do that. Yeah. Disney's done merchandising for decades, which is why we see a really high quality collectible. I just think that Nintendo maybe needs to put a little bit more R&D into Amiibo, and it could be a really, really big thing. It could be even bigger than it is now. That's what I would like to see. I want to like Amiibo, but they just haven't given me a reason to like them yet.
Do you have the Aladdin one?
I have Jasmine. I don't have Aladdin.
Because Aladdin's dope as fuck. He's all like, I'm
Aladdin. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I just got Loki, though. He was in the last wave, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Before we go to the next topic, I want to give a shout out to Hot Chocolate Party. It's a YouTube channel. Ooh. They made an Amiibo rap, and it's fucking hilarious. It's really funny. I'm going to show you later. It's good.
Are we done with the Peach shout outs? Did I miss the end of Peach shout outs?
Yeah, I feel like those
are good. Give me the yes.
Every single go to bit.ly.com or bit.ly/peachgoblin.
bit.ly/peachgoblin. He has an album.
Yeah.
An EP. Excuse me. Mm. You should go check it out. Good. He's a good dude. All right. Topic four, the final topic.
The final topic.
It's the kind of funny mailbag. We're going to do a bunch of rapid fire, but we can talk about them for a little longer if we want. Questions. As always, tweet at me at Tim Geddes. Let me know your topics that you want us to talk about. Just like ask at Festarello. How do you feel about that name? Festarello.
It's pretty good.
I like it. I'm a fan of the Fester. I'm a bigger fan of the Ello. Is it acceptable to marathon games in your underwear when you're an adult?
Yes.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah. We all do that, right?
Most certainly. Of course.
I mean,
even though now I'm a little more nervous about doing it now that Kinect is always watching me.
Yeah. Well, that just kind of makes me want to do it more. Yeah. Someone's watching. They get to see. Because I'm a big fan of my underwear collection. What?
Okay. Go into details about that.
I don't need to go into
details. What does that mean?
I mean, just, okay. Alfredo.
Are they prints?
I got some prints ones. I have a lot
boxers
of
or briefs.
Holiday
or boxer
themes.
Briefs.
Boxer briefs. I have a lot of holiday themed boxers mm-hmm. that my mom has bought me over the years.
Sure.
So it's like.
She's gotten me a pair too.
Yeah, she did. She has. Yeah. She got me and him matching Transformers boxers back in 2007 when the adorbs. Movie came out. Smooth. But the thing about boxers is it's like you get them years, but they last for a while.
Yeah, they last forever.
You know, so it's like my boxer collection. I haven't bought boxers for a long time, but it's pretty on point. Like, we got some Valentine's Day ones. We got some Christmas ones. We got some St. Patrick's Day. Like, they get
pretty
good.
So you're going to dream in your underwear, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I would, definitely. Like, there's, like, Memorial Day ones.
You heard
like,
it here.
There's a Memorial
Day. No, there's not. I really wish there was, though.
It's just a bunch of veterans saluting.
But there's things like that, right? Then it reached a point where I was like, I'm not going to wear boxers anymore. Why? Because we found boxer briefs.
Oh, so
together.
Good. So good.
How did you find them together?
Well, here's the thing, right? Yoga pants.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal. Yeah. Everybody loves yoga pants. What's the yoga pants for men? Boxer briefs.
How did you find them together? That's what I'm at.
Probably because we decided to be grown men one day. We're like, yeah, let's be grown men and stop going to like Zoomies and go to Express.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Express is like, oh, shit. They got that boxer briefs.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, what's this?
They have good ones there,
they
too.
They got real good ones. Yeah.
That's really...
Nick wants to come on and talk about underwear.
We just wanted to be grown ass men, so we went to Express.
Yeah, so it's good. So you only bust out the Express boxer briefs when you mean business.
Yeah,
because it's like, or else it's H&M.
Literally,
in every sense, it can happen at any time and anywhere. Greg.
Okay, sorry.
Right now, I'm wearing H&M ones.
So there's no action happening.
I mean,
no business today.
Again, Greg. Anytime, anywhere. But it's just like. Express, you only got to bust out because Express has the big ass Express. Like, it says it. People know.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the equivalent to women wearing matching bras and underwear. You know that they have shit in mind. They're planning.
Oh, that.
Yeah. That's true.
If you see that, they're stopping into it. If they're not matching, it just means that's when it's the anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Video games, right? Yeah. So it's just like.
People didn't want off topic. They wanted more off topic. They're getting more off topic.
It happens. All right. So. My boy Zach Edwards, a.k.a. Houston Z, shout out to you. Mm-hmm. I like you a lot. People complained that Fallout New Vegas felt like an expansion pack or DLC for Fallout 3.
Who said that?
People. What could be done to not make Fallout 4 feel the same?
Fuck those people. It didn't feel like that.
Damn.
That's how you do it.
That was cold-blooded.
I mean, it's going to be an HD version of Fallout. That's all it's going to be, right? It's going to be a fancier version of Fallout with better textures and better loading and less... game crashing and falling through the world because you wore a hat on the strip. Like, I mean, Fallout is Fallout. That's I'm expecting it to be a lot like that, and that's exactly what I want.
Good.
Better lip syncing. There, that would make it, you know. Not, like, put some cinematography into it, not just, oh, I'm talking to this person.
I'm going to talk
to this person. There's a lot, there's a lot of ghouls over there.
At CrispyN64 says, how awesome is Mount Your Friends? Very awesome.
That's very awesome.
Yeah.
Very
Catch that Let's
awesome.
Play on YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames.
Yeah. Do you know what day is going up, Kevin?
Kevin can't even get today's Let's Play up. Let's not tax it too much.
Sometime this week. It's definitely happening. At Hokie says, dem Halo trailers, though.
Oh.
Good Lord. Those trailers. It's a little old news now, but fucking A.
I like it. I like it. Because I feel like I'm done with the whole fighting the Covenant and stuff like that. Now there seems like there's like mystery and like this big conspiracy going on. He's fighting another Spartan. I'm like, okay, like I could get into
this. Here's my question for you, Alfredo. Today, on Colin McGregor Live with Andrew Renee.
Right.
We were talking about this Halo podcast they're doing. It's in the vein of Serial, which was a real murder, and they probably shouldn't say it's in the vein of. Are you listening to it? Would you want to listen? Because it's all about the truth and all this jazz and trying to figure out what's going on in the story. The truth.
I mean, I don't know. For me, it's just, like, from working at IGN, I get kind of developed this thing where I just don't want to know about a game because then I know too much, you know? So for me, it's just like, at this point, I just want to just wait till the game's out. Maybe watch a few trailers in the meantime, but just wait till it's out.
Are you aware that Halo TV show came and went already?
The
Nightfall? Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it.
I don't know how I missed this. I interviewed the guy. I didn't even know it was out yet. I didn't even know. No one talked about
it. A couple days ago, I was buying some Blu-rays, and I saw it on Amazon. It was like Nightfall. I'm like, that's on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I watched the first two episodes. It had a very, like, in terms of production quality, like sci-fi original movie type feel. And I was like, eh. That's cool, but I don't really care about it anymore.
Well, if you want to watch it, I can bring my Master Chief collection over.
Is it working yet?
Is it working yet? Well, I haven't played it in a while, so I don't know about that.
People told me it worked.
I just think it's interesting that it's very clear that Microsoft is trying to appeal to a mass market audience because they debuted the trailers during The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. They didn't announce them with a game news site partner. They didn't announce them at a big convention. They were like, we know this is tentpole, you know, cable watching for our target audience. So it was interesting. I think it's definitely the right move because it's their flagship franchise. But I don't think that, we were talking about this morning, I don't think that people who watch The Walking Dead are going to go search out a podcast to listen and find out more about Halo.
The truth. Hashtag the truth.
Hashtag the truth.
Yeah. What's interesting about those trailers, though, is I feel like they were exactly what Halo 5 needed to get people interested.
Yep.
At least the people that were on the fence. You're either, if you're sold, you're fucking sold.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was great for all the people that moved over to PS4 from the Xbox. Mm. And were just like, all right, I'm done with this. I've got enough Halo. Like, Curran, our friend, he saw those trailers. He's like, fuck, I have to buy an Xbox One. Like, I can't not play
it. He's a grown-ass man. Halo. And he's got a car.
He is. He does have a car. He has a dog. You should go follow his dog on Instagram. Is at... Yeah, we need to make him famous, Greg.
Kevin, do me a favor. Bleep all that out. Kieran did not give us the money for shout-outs for a month. The dog does not get any.
Yeah, fuck Raja.
Kevin, here's what I want you to do. I want you to put all that information up, but then put a black bar across all of it. And let him know that he could have gotten that plug if he would have supported us.
$3,000, Kieran. Step it up. All right. At Charlie M says, favorite Game Boy Advance game? I have a lot of favorites. The first, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 was my first one. Because that was a launch game. That, and the whole Mario Advance series was really good.
Oh, yeah.
That was so long ago. I know. I don't even 2001. Remember.
The Castlevania games.
I'm Googling for the full title of mine. Hold on. Because I don't want to get yelled at for using my phone.
I was still, like, playing my N64 then. Mm. Was not playing Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance. What was I playing on that? I just remember just playing Pokemon.
Oh, Zero Mission was amazing. Metroid Zero Mission and Metroid Fusion.
Mm. I did play Fusion. That was good.
Yeah.
Mine, because it's the reason I bought my Game Boy Advance finally, because I'd been on the fence forever and ever and ever, and then I went into Sam's Club, because I was in Missouri, and they had all, like, you know how they just have that giant, like, thing of games, and I was looking through it, and they had the clamshell blue.
GBASP.
Cobalt blue. Yep, you know it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if they have Extreme Ghostbusters Code Ecto 1, I'll buy it.
Ooh.
And they did.
Of course.
And I bought it. And it was so much fun. Yeah. There's a box art if you need
a little refresher.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah.
How it looked.
Yeah, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire was a big deal. Because, like, I feel like that was the perfect time. So, Pokemon on the Game Boy came out in 98 when I was in third grade. And I feel like I was the exact generation that game was made for. Because it got me, I was at the perfect age to get hooked in buying all the toys and buying all the cards and buying all that shit. And then you grow up, and I played Gold and Silver, which came out like a year or two after.
Yep.
Still in elementary school, though. But then we went to middle school, and that's like, all right, you're not supposed to play Pokemon anymore.
You said be a grown ass man.
Yeah, and so like shop at Zoomies. Well, yeah, but so we went 6th and 7th grade without Pokemon because it's just like that's whatever. But then Ruby and Sapphire came out on GBA and it was like the next gen. Here's new Pokemon. It was the first one that like didn't have to do with the first two games. And I remember all my friends. It was that moment of like, oh, we're supposed to be cool. We're not supposed to like this. Oh, did you buy it? You bought it? Oh shit, I bought it too. Are we playing at lunch? Are we doing that? And then just everyone's playing Pokemon. It's just like, goddamn right. Fuck society.
You trading? Yeah. We trading, bro?
We doing this shit? Yeah, Ruby and Sapphire was... That was some shit. All right, Fanboy Wars. Papello wants to know about Fanboy Wars. Do we believe in the necessity to defend the systems that we play? No. No one needs to actually stand up for Nintendo and its greatness. That would be ridiculous. Everybody already knows about the vast library.
I let the ignorant people who want to say that there are no Vita games speak for themselves. Uh-huh. I don't think we need to get into that. No, I mean, we buy into it here and joke around with it. Yeah. But no, we don't care.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you totally don't care. And I think that it's a good thing, though, just that like you support stuff that you like. Blind hate of the other people, that's not cool.
Sure.
Like, you need to not hate other people. But like, really loving the thing that you love, hell yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
Same thing like sports. Like, people who like sports are just, like, really proud of their team. You know, just really proud of your console.
But they're also really hateful on other teams.
It's true.
That's true.
It's very true.
In sports, it gets ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's ugly, too. That's the problem.
I think the only time that you really need to defend the thing you like is maybe when it's new, right? So, like, when Xbox One and PS4 first launched, like, fall 2013, like, deciding which one you were going to buy, then maybe.
It always comes
down to that very, like, finite example, but.
It's the same reason I was a Sega kid. Because I was told you get one system. You know what I mean? Like, even if I would have tried to talk to my parents about getting an NES or a Super NES, they'd be like, you already have the Genesis. You already have the Sega. What do you care? You know what I mean? Like, that's how this happens, is that you get into your trench, and that's it. Now you're in the war. And that was like, you know, when the new systems came out, I just bought them all. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm a grown-ass man.
I don't give a shit anymore. I keep buying games on Steam. I'm not even playing them. Just fucking building this category, this library. It's like, yeah, it's whatever you want to do with it. And then it comes down inevitably, you play one more than the other, but like, it's just whatever you know, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we always talk about. This is what I used to talk about all the time at IGN when like I was deep in the trenches with PlayStation 3 and stuff. And me and Damon would argue about the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 interfaces. And it was totally just like, you know one.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how simple it is. If you hand somebody something new, they're like, how do I even get? Where do I even go? Where do I get to my printer set?
Well, that's what exactly.
That's what the XMB taught you.
That's the funniest thing. XMB
was fucking awful.
I know.
No, but then see, I liked it, and like I'm familiar with it from the PSP.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, it all made sense. It's like, okay, cool. But then, the perfect thing is Colin. I'm not defending the Wii U system at all because, good lord, it's a mess. But Colin acts like it's the most obtuse thing that just. Totally is designed for idiots.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you just calm the fuck down for 1 second, you'll get to what you need to get to. It's really not any different than any other system. Like, it works. Now, where it does get complicated is if you're doing Let's Plays and you're trying to figure out which...
Am I in Wii mode or regular Wii?
Do you need
Wii
to go in the Wii mode for the virtual console and buying stuff? And
why
that
are we not getting
into...
a signal? Oh, it didn't auto-recognize that we've switched from 10. Oh my God, shut the fuck up and just work.
So that's all a mess. But it's like, otherwise, it's like, it's not like any of the systems have it down.
Exactly. It's just like everyone has their own little things. And how many times I've had to text Fredo because I'm just like, I don't know. I'm on the Xbox One. And I want this to happen. What do I do? And he's like, oh, that's... like, okay, cool.
Yeah, where's the printer settings?
Yeah, well, how, the printer settings? How do I print from this? Can I boot in Linux mode?
How do I get Master Chief Collection to work? You don't.
You don't.
You eject the disc and put it on the shelf. Wait for further instructions.
CalFD wants to know about Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Is it worth a play? Thoughts on the game and the franchise? Obviously, we love the franchise. Do we all love the franchise?
Nope.
Okay. Well, out of the franchise.
Greg loves Kevin franchise. Gave me the side eye.
Kevin loves the franchise. Ground Zeroes totally worth playing.
Yeah. Here's my thing with Ground Zeroes. And I've talked to you about it today already, so I'm sorry you're getting the same spiel.
It's okay.
Ground Zeroes, you know, Peace Walker is the best game of all time. Period.
I mean, I heard you thought okay. Smash Bros. Was.
Move
no,
on.
That's not true. and so when Ground Zeroes was coming up and I'd watch the trailers, whatever, like, this is going to be Peace Walker HD. I can't wait for it. And then I got it, and I started streaming it. I took one day off work, if you remember. I was going to stream and platinum it and try to platinum it one day. And I beat the campaign, and I started doing the little missions, and I just ended up stopping and playing something else. Because just it was too much. It was too much Metal Gear. It was too much realism for Metal Gear of like, all right, I'm on this army base, and I've tagged everybody great, and then I start moving, and there's one guy I missed over there. Hey, who's that? I'm like, oh, fucking Jesus. So then I'm just running
God
around.
God damn it, Joey.
Running around like an asshole, shooting right now. I'm like, oh, this isn't fun. I don't feel like Snake. So that was a mood killer for me, and it turned me off to it, in terms of, like, I didn't go back to try to platinum it. Now, I'm getting revved up for Phantom Pain, where people are telling me, no, this one is actually Peace Walker HD. This is the one you're going to be crazy about. You need to get into. So, like, I'm taking August off from other games and only
taking the month off.
I'm only playing Ground Zeroes. Mm. I'm going to platinum Ground Zeroes. I'm going to get really good at Metal Gear again so that when I land in Phantom Pain Land, I'll be ready to go and I'll feel like Snake again. Now, it's going to be tough. Quitting other video games cold turkey. I'm going to get my head kicked in a few dozen times, but it'll eventually get to be like Metal Gear Solid 2 where I knew enemy patterns and I knew where everybody was going. So I'm going to do, I think my first week, I'm going to go into every mission and just lay there. And just watch people. Just memorize their patterns. Just fucking learn. I'll stream 6 hours of me laying there, figuring out exactly what's happening. Throwing rocks, seeing how people react to it.
He's got one on those corkscrew boards.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, that's fucking awesome. See, Ground Zeroes to me is like, it's my perfect gaming experience where it's short. And it's like, yeah, it's very short, but it's like expansive and there's a lot of different things to do, but it's also contained. It's an open world that, like, is designed, and it's like, all right, cool. You can go into this area. There's a lot of shit to do, but it's like, you don't need to worry about the rest of the world. Don't worry about what's past that fucking mountain. There's not dragons over there. You don't need to worry about that stuff. Like, you're good. Just stay in this area. And all the things you're saying about it being not Metal Gear, like, it's just way, it's too,
it was
much,
too much.
Sorry, too much Metal Gear, yeah. And like, it's too real and all that stuff. I loved that. It was like one of the, I remember playing Metal Gear Solid 4 and it being my first real next gen experience with games.
Yeah.
And for me, this is also my first. This is a PS4 experience, even though you can play it on the other systems. But, like, the way that the guards interacted with you and, like, the lights and all that stuff, I was just like, holy shit. I had so much fun having it be that much more real and that much more just, like, ridiculous. And I kept trying to do bullshit, like jumping from building to building without people seeing me because I'm fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And,
did you do it?
Yeah. It was fun. It was really fun. And I remember Kevin was playing a lot, too. Like, he was doing all these different things. And it was one of those experiences where his playthrough of it, totally different than my playthrough of it.
Yeah.
And I love that. Because it's 2 hours, but everyone's 2 hours is different.
So it's a really expensive it. 2 hours.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like $29.99. If you bought the retail box version, it was $39.99.
Holy
right?
Shit, that's a lot.
You got those side missions then.
Kevin's like, I borrowed
it. Extra ops. Go through and get it. Have you played it? Pause.
Fredo?
Dang.
Did you play it?
No, I was gonna. That's going to be on my list of things to play before the game came out. But you should get on that. Well, I mean, at the time it was $40. Jesus.
No, you can get it. You can get it cheap now.
Well, now,
yeah, I mean,
let me see
now
how much. Let me
cheap.
See. Let me look it up here.
That's expensive.
You can just watch my stream. First week is laying there.
All right, cool.
Just I'm laying there, watching, with you. Fucking being a snake. I'm only gonna eat like Snake eats in the game.
Go fly on the wall.
Talk like Snake.
Saran wrap in your kitchen.
All right,
it's transparent.
Yeah. Saran wrap in your kitchen. What the fuck? All right. Ryochi FN wants to know our thoughts on relationship simulators in non-dating sim games. Like, wait, Mass Effect and Persona.
Oh. I was about to say.
So relationship elements in a game that isn't based just about that.
Yeah.
Love it. Big fan.
I'm not a fan.
What the fuck's
your
problem?
Too much work.
What?
Don't do it then. It's optional.
So like Fire Emblem has it, and I'm just like, oh, God. Like, this is part of the gameplay. I don't want to deal with this. Like, can I just have side bitches? Like, come on.
Can I just have side bitches?
No, because you ever play games, you're like, oh, hey, what's up? Look at this girl character.
Well, I mean, that definitely happens. It's me.
And
obviously.
Then games like Mass Effect allow you to bang them.
That's true.
It's pretty great.
It was the much needed release from all that action and space drama and mineral farming to get to go out there and talk to people.
Yeah.
And like it encouraged you to go talk, right? Because then I'd run around the ship and talk to everyone in the ship, usually about ship kind of stuff. But then you get to your little secretary, your little piece, you talk to her. You get over to Garrus, you talk to him. Like, yeah, you figure
okay,
it out.
We're gonna do it
exactly.
Yeah.
And eventually you do, and it's hot.
I remember in Final Fantasy X. There was like, and usually the Final Fantasy games will have some like tree of like responses you can do that'll like make one person like you more than the other. I remember like you were flirting with the all the girls. So Yuna, Lulu, Riku, whatever. It's like, I want Riku. It's like, I know the story's going to make me go with Yuna, but I want Riku. And then somehow I got Lulu. Damn it, Lulu.
Just like real life, man.
Yeah.
You can't predict love.
Yeah. You can't. You really can't.
You can't tell somebody that they love you.
But it's like, it's things like that where it's like, now we actually do have what I thought I wanted back then of, you can actually make all that happen. It's not just like predetermined shit. It's like, you can choose whoever the hell you want.
Right.
And make sure that's too much. Like, I don't want real life out of video
games. So just don't, so you, okay.
But you enjoyed real life out of Metal Gear?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's something that was real life. Jumping from rooftop to rooftop with Spider-Man. Too real. No, there's like real life realism in video games. Like, I'm not talking about like real life. Real video game realism and real life are different things.
Are they though?
Yeah, they are. They definitely are. Mm. Greg Miller feels me.
Week two is just going to be crouch walking. No fighting, just crouch walking.
Okay, so I looked it up. It was $29.99 for Xbox One and PS4. It was $19.99 on the last
that's
generation
not bad.
Of systems.
Huh. No, $30? I spent $17 to watch Furious 7 again. It was worth it. It's definitely
bucks.
Worth it. 30 fucking bucks?
Wait, it's not 30 bucks anymore. You can get it as cheap as 10 bucks.
I mean, they're just throwing them for free at this point.
Oh, yeah, I mean, at this point. Yeah. But damn, back then, $30 for like two hours?
Yep.
But...
What? I want
to
know
there's
what Kevin's going
to
say.
There's extra missions. There's reasons to replay. There's things to go collect. If you're just looking at it in terms of a campaign, I feel you. Mm. But there's more than that in that package.
All right.
Yeah.
Disagree, but that's okay.
Not enough people bought it. That's why Kojima left.
All right. At Esteban... That's a great name.
Yeah.
He wants to know, should jobs allow time for video game breaks?
No.
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 God, reading people's tweets is always hard.
Just work. Just go to work.
Because the grammar's always just off and it makes me stumble.
It's the simple line of just one more game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
No, do your job and then do video games afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like everybody
else.
Esteban.
Esteban. Jay Marulo.
Jason Derulo?
Nope.
Jason Derulo.
How much do you think he gets that? Like, every time he walks in a room, people sing
crying.
His name.
Jason, I don't understand.
Are we going to start seeing more superhero games like we are with TV and movies?
Hopefully. I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, more? There's been so many.
But I mean, it means
you
good
mean
ones.
Good ones?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, like, when Batman Arkham Asylum hit, I thought we were going to get it. I thought, here we go, the golden age. We're going to get a Spider-Man game people took time on and a Superman game, and this never happened. You got Marvel Heroes. You got DC Universe Online, of course. Best MMO of all time.
Of course.
I mean, things are out there. There's things to do, but I don't understand why it hasn't taken off. Why you hope that now Disney has a plan for all the franchises, whatever they want to do. And then, yeah, whatever Warner Bros. Is working on.
Would you consider Disney Infinity to be a superhero franchise?
No.
No, it says. I mean, that's like, is Marvel versus Capcom superheroes? Just because it has superheroes in it.
I mean, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right.
No.
That's insane.
So you're talking about like a single character's standalone story that
or
turns
Avengers,
into a franchise
or X-Men.
We need some more Age of Apocalypse character. Games. Remember those?
Yeah.
No, X-Men Legends.
Oh,
I gave you the sir title. Sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah. That was good.
Some Dungeon Crawl. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Remember these?
No,
they were on
PSP.
Remember the PSP versions?
Yeah, yeah. I never played those versions.
Yeah.
No.
So what's the story for week three?
Week three.
Just
we're gonna try to steal
speed
Connors.
It up. You only got a month.
But I'm gonna know the X's and O's, man. I'm gonna see like I'll just be like the Matrix. I'm just gonna see the I'll be able to predict everything that's happening.
Crazy Dogs wants to know, do you think Fast and Furious should get a decent game with story made? Yeah.
Mm.
Entirely. Yeah. A Fast and Furious game would be awesome if done right, but it would never
be. It won't
be
done right.
It would never be.
The best you can hope for is it would be when they end the franchise, that they continue on that way.
Yeah.
Because that would make sense. If, like, you know, like, you just, it picks up, I don't know, this is always, Dom's got some fucking shop he's running or something, and Vin Diesel's, like, the main NPC, and you, like, come in and he sees something, I don't know.
He's, like, the quest giver?
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought about how much I want a comic continuation of Fast and Furious until right now.
You don't want a comic continuation.
No.
Like the season 11 of...
You always think you do, and then you don't.
I do.
I think it can be okay for it to just be over.
I like what you're saying.
See, the problem is it's not... They're outstaying their welcome.
Well, yeah, for because sure. It's their most profitable franchise ever, right?
I don't agree with that.
I think that the movie I just watched should have been the last Fast and Furious.
No.
Think about it. There's three more coming for sure, right?
What?
Not three.
Three.
So I heard there was
there's
a new
at
trilogy.
Least two more. There's
at least
two more. This is the start of the trilogy.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry. I thought there was a new trilogy beyond this or whatever. Mm-hmm. Imagine how bad then the next movie is going to be.
Well,
what are you basing this on?
They still haven't gone to space yet, so we're
yeah.
I'm basing it on the fact that like I'm not even trying to take shots at you or whatever. I was watching it and like I loved the movie. Don't get me wrong. But and I guess some spoilers for who's alive, not at the end of the movie, just in the middle of the movie here. But like when they get everybody together and they're around the table and there was no Rock and there was no Han and there was no Gal Gadot, and I was just like, this team isn't even nearly as fun. There weren't the two other guys that cracked wise in the other movie. I forget what their name were. But like
the worst characters that like honestly did not deserve to be in the family.
Hey, some fucking just somebody.
The
I'm
Dominican
just saying.
Characters?
What's up?
The characters from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Tego Calderon or whatever.
I'm just saying there is, we were missing parts of a team there.
Yeah, because
and now we're not going to have Paul Walker, and we're not going to have Mia, and we're not going to have Han, and we're not going to have Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
So you've pulled this.
We had Gal Gadot for two movies.
Yeah.
And she had one function that she was really good at. Then we had Han, who I'm not going to talk any shit about Han.
He was an amazing character. He was really great.
Everything. He's the Obi-Wan of this franchise. But it's like, he can live on just like Obi-Wan did. Like
he's not going to live
flashbacks?
On. There's not going to be ghost Han situation.
That would be amazing. But like, I feel like they can just add more characters, add more people.
That's not how families work.
But that's how the Fast Family works.
But they won't be as fun. I don't want to. I'll have to get to know them.
It'll be fun.
They could just
by the time this
they could
ends,
just go Tokyo Drift on it and just get all new characters.
If they brought the Tokyo Drift kid in, I'd be all right.
No.
Bring Bow Wow too.
That's what I'm saying. Bring in Twinkie. It'll be great.
Twinkie.
It'll be good. I'm not worried at all.
I just hope they find a bunch of tapes.
No, there's no concern at all.
No, even they're gonna be fine.
Oh man, I wanted to start spoiling the Fast movie right now. We'll talk about this off air.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna end it here, ladies and gentlemen, because Greg is just wrong about everything. He's about to make my day really bad. Leave comments below telling Greg that he's wrong about the Fast and the Furious. And what? Yeah, thank you, Nick.
Shut up.
Thanks a lot, Nick. All right, guys. Tweet it at Tim Geddes. Let me know what you want us to talk about next week. Thanks a lot, Greg, for talking to me.
No problem.
Even when you have wrong opinions, it still makes me happy.
I'm just saying, you better start setting your expectations lower.
I will.
We're in the tailspin. This is the end of the Fast and Furious and love.
Tailspin. All right, never mind.
Thank you so much for that, Alfredo Diaz. Follow him on twitch.tv/AlfredoPlays and on Twitter at twitter.com/TheAlfredoPlays.
It's true.
And we got Andrew Renee over at twitter.com/AndreaRenee.
Yes, that's
question
correct.
Mark. There you fucking go. And twitch.tv/AndreaRenee.
That's right.
Damn. Is there anything else you want to do?
No, that was it. Just patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Get the shows early.
Mm-hmm.
Support us.
Yeah.
Live event, mm-hmm. May 16th.
Oh, yeah. Come to San Francisco. Yeah.
Same day as the 8-Bit Salute. I'm wearing my Operation Supply Drop t-shirt. So we said we were going to try to do something.
We'll do some things.
Something.
Until next time. Nasty.